Right. Like that's so it's like an investor type way that they're doing it, which then does create some good investment deals as well. If you're interested in doing that yourself, if not, find an investor to work with.
I've got investors. I'm not in a position yet to be able to do that myself, but I would like to get there.
Yeah. One of the things that you can do with an investor is maybe.
Welcome to the No Broke Months for Real Estate Agents podcast. Working as a real estate agent can be incredibly rewarding and fulfilling. But it can also be frustrating if you aren't making the money you deserve. So if you're ready to end the stressful cycle of working hard for no results, then get started with a proven step-by-step system so that every month is no broke months.
If you're looking for more listings and you would like a step-by-step approach of how to do it, I invite you to an upcoming 5-day listing domination challenge, where I'm going to show you exactly how to take listings in today's market and how to do so without door knocking, cold calling, or begging. You can register now to attend for free when you visit www.5daylistingchallenge.com. That's the number 5daylistingchallenge.com. And again, that's www.5daylistingchallenge.com. See you online.
Let's talk about the buyer leads and investors you need to grow your business. Dan Rochon of No Broke Months for Real Estate Agents discusses the importance of buyer leads and investors to help grow your business. Learn how you can grow your business using buyer leads and investors in this new episode of No Broke Months for Real Estate Agents.
I have had a bombardment of people calling me that I've been working on for years. So I've just been trying to get everything in order so I can show houses and get some sales in the end of the year yet still.
Good job. How have you stayed in touch with them?
I do a regularly, try to at least get to everybody every quarter. And if they don't reach them in person with a phone or a text, they at least get an email from me. It's not my entire database. It's probably my top 400 people.
How many people are in your database?
3,600.
Many of whom
I don't know who they are.
So you got 400 that are your database, and then you have another 3,000 or so that are like your suspects.
Correct.
Okay. And then that database, you touch it base quarterly. Of those, how many would not get a phone call or a text? Do you have an idea?
Out of the 400?
Yeah.
I don't have my numbers tracked well enough to give you a good answer. I would say probably a fourth of them end up, I can't get through to them, so they get just an email.
Okay. Just curious. All right, great. So you've had some people reach out to you and you're getting ready to take care of them. So are you also allocating time to be able to continue finding new business?
I am. My mornings are still focused on that.
Okay. And what are you doing to get new business?
Calling, texting. It starts with the people within my database. And then I do have a couple lead sources, which I'm working on getting better at being quicker at responding to them or getting to them.
What type of lead sources?
I've gotten CBuyer, and I just started again with Set Schedule. And then my upline has been sending me, they've got some pay-per-click thing that I'm on like a cycle. So I get a bunch from that as well. And I actually have gotten sales out of those. I just give them part of the commission, like a referral.
CBuyer and Set Schedule are both good, in my opinion. The CZ Buyer is better for the listing, Set Scheduler is better for the buyers. And when I was using ZBuyer, I was closing about 1 out of 10, like one of the highest.
That actually sounds about right.
Yeah. It's like one of the highest rated, like highest conversion. Now, for some reason, we stopped doing it. We were supposed to then recreate it to do it on our own because I know what they do. Which is basically what they do is we buy houses ads running it through Google. Mm-hmm. And what my intention was to cut out the middleman, all right, and just run the ads. And then somehow or another, that got dropped in the sauce and we lost it. And we didn't do it. It went through the crack. Yeah, it went through the crack. But we're working on setting that back up right now. So by the end of the year, I'll be doing that again. So anyway, so I love ZBuyer leads. They're probably my best source of business. Was at one point. The other challenge that I did was once I leveraged it off to have somebody else besides myself call them, I didn't get that 1 out of 10. And so I think what happened was I did that. And then my director of operations, like looking at the numbers, like, Dan, you can't do this anymore. Like you're worth paying too much money for this because we weren't converting. So
yeah, I think it's the consistency of the follow-up that makes a difference.
Yeah, I think there's some skill set in it as well. But I think also we like last year, not 2022, 2021, I did like two or three flips from it also. And I made offers on probably another three or so properties. So that's the other thing that I really love about ZBuyer is you come across some things where it's like, hey, you know what? This is distressed. Because you think that the lead source is they're looking for cash buyers. Right. Like that's so it's like an investor type way that they're doing it, which then does create some good investment deals as well. If you're interested in doing that yourself, if not, find an investor to work with.
I've got investors. I'm not in a position yet to be able to do that myself, but I would like to get there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, just consider that. You know, one of the things that you could do with an investor is maybe figure out a way to do a partnership, that type of thing. I had a guy earlier today propose it to me. And I know it was different. It was backwards on this one based off what you're doing. But basically, he doesn't have the money, but he can find a deal. And he's also a contractor, so he can then also do the work. So what he proposed to me, he's like, Dan, he's like, I'll find the deal. You fund it or you analyze and fund it. I'll do the work. We 50-50 on it. And that's actually not a bad deal for me. And it's not a bad deal for him. So you could figure out like a way to do something that like that, perhaps with one of your investors.
Okay.
You know, just think creatively on it.
Okay, I'll give that some thought.
Yeah, because like I said, like for me, if I'm the investor, like if I'm the guy funding the deal, heck, if I give you X amount of money and you give me X plus whatever back in return and I don't have to deal with it all day long. I mean, as long as the risk is something that is tolerable for me.
Hey there. If you are a real estate agent and if you've been an agent for a second or more, you realize that there's sometimes peaks and valleys in your income that at the least make you feel anxious. And if you are looking to get rid of those peaks and valleys and you're seeking to have that consistent and predictable income and to specifically take listings in today's market when it's near impossible to get a buyer under contract, I invite you to a 5-day listing domination challenge that I'll be hosting where you'll discover your way, not mine, your way to take listings, and you'll be able to understand where to get seller leads who are ready to hire you right now in today's market and know how to get hired more often. I invite you to join us. It's a free 5-day listing domination challenge. You can visit www.5daylistingchallenge. That's the number 5, www.5daylistingchallenge.com. So go ahead and visit www.5daylistingchallenge and I'll see you online. Bye.